This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Karen Quistowik, KarenQuistowik. Date of birth 07/04/1955. Date of appointment October 29, 2024. Requesting physician Andrea Carrasco, AndreaCarrasco. Dear Dr. Carrasco, I have the pleasure of seeing Karen Quistowik today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 69-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman, who had a lot of tests done. She has multiple symptoms. She has a trouble controlling the bowel, and she was seen by the gastroenterologist. She is tired, muscles are weak, left arm is painful, getting cortisone injection, hands are dropping the things, had sleep, study done, cannot swallow, feels like gagging, having weakness, muscles are exhausting, took antidepressant, did not help, she's drooling a lot, hands gets numb, left second and third toes are numb. She has difficulty walking, using cane. Memory is not good, forget easily. Back of the neck and the head is sore. Having excessive daytime sleepiness. Past medical history, fatigue, excessive daytime sleepiness, snoring, obstructive sleep apnea, anxiety, headache, pancreatic insufficiency, vitamin D deficiency, osteopenia, depression, sleep apnea, hypercholesterolemia, hyperthyroidism, hypertension, past surgical history, inguinal hernia repair, cataract removal, Nissen fundoplication, allergy to penicillin, Bactrim, erythromycin, metoclopramide, cyclobenzaprine, medication, fluticasone, levothyroxine, lisinopril, loperamide, sertraline, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He has 4 children, family history, mother deceased, COPD, brain aneurysm, father deceased, stomach aneurysm, hypertension, 7 sister. Common problem, polycystic kidney disease, blood clot, 4 brothers, same problem. A review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that She is having headache, lightheadedness, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 or 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next appeal, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological, there is no jaundice, cyanosis but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 69-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, rule out myasthenia gravis. Number two, rule out myopathy. Number three, rule out peripheral neuropathy. Number four, dysphagia. Number five, anxiety. Number six, gait ataxia. Number five, weakness and fatigue. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, ANA rheumatoid factor, CPK aldolase and acetylcholine receptor antibodies. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.